have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
All right, Arthur, you're up.
Paul and Silas was wrapped up in that Roman jail. Had nobody to go their bail. Silas said, you preach, and Paul said, I don't sing. And just about that hour, something happened. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour when the Roman guards go to sleep. So I can talk to my heavenly Father up in heaven on the throne. He's the only one I know that can save and deliver my soul in the midnight hour. Yeah, in the midnight hour. Yeah, yeah. I like to be with friends. Then again, like to be alone. So I can talk to my heavenly Father. Say it again now. Talk to my heavenly Father. Up in heaven, on the throne. He's the only one I know that can save and deliver my soul. In the midnight hour.
Hi, This is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Glory to God in the midnight hour. That is something I tell you every time. Well, this is the second time I think I've heard this particular worship. And it blesses my soul, absolutely, just to hear the men of God going forth and saying the New Jerusalem in the midnight hour, when you send up worship and praise, glory to God, there is indeed deliverance. There is indeed healing and salvation. And I'm telling you, as that song was going forth, it ministered to me. I'm just in my kitchen now, amen, just doing my holy dance. It blessed my soul. Thank you so much, our producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim, for that, in Jesus' name. Well, listen, everyone, good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, wherever you are. This is Shabbat Saturday, and I am your host here on Elation Radio with Dr. Kimmy Kim, Apostle Westbrook. Hallelujah. I just want to say thank you, Jesus, that we indeed were created to do this very thing, to Shabbat the Lord, to worship him. Amen. He created us for that, for worship, and also to render a praise and a Shabbat unto him. Revelations 4:11 is my testimony. It says, worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. We were created, amen, to worship him, to Shabbat him, to praise him, to extol him, to lift up his name, to honor him in the name of Jesus. Revelations 5:12 says, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. So people of God, today, here, and every day, we worship him, we Shabbat him, we adore him, we praise him, we extol his name forever and ever, because great is the Lord and most worthy indeed of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. From one generation to another, it says, we will commend your works to another, and they will tell of your mighty acts. Hallelujah. We were created for worship. And so we Shabbat him on today. We worship him on today because it is by his will that we exist and were created. And we lift up our hands in this space. Amen. We bless his name, Elohim, the Most High God, the first cause of everything, the possessor of heaven and earth, the everlasting God. Hallelujah. The great God. Jehovah Jireh, the one who sees your needs and provides for them. He is our healer, Jehovah Rapha. He is Jehovah Sikkenu, our righteousness. And we thank him for becoming sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And he has set us apart for himself and calls us his beloved. My God, today, we were created for worship, and we give him thanks. We call upon his name, and we make known his deeds among the people with a resounding Shabbat and hallelujah here on Shabbat Saturday. Well, hey, again, this is your host of Shabbat Saturday, Apostle Westbrook, and that's what we do every Saturday. Amen. But listen. There is indeed a great shaking going on as we look around us every day. And as it is in heaven, so it is in this earth realm. There is a great shaking going on in the heavenly realms. I mean, again, just look around you. You and I have been given the authority to speak and say something, to Shabbat our awesome God and encourage you, our listening audience, on today. Because this is the day that the Lord has created and made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it in the name of Jesus. So glory to God. glory and honor and majesty, dominion and power and honor belongs to him. But I want to acknowledge someone that is with us on today, and that is Prophetess Bridget Wilson Gaines, who is our speaker here on Shabbat Saturday, an ordained prophet, evangelist, and teacher of International Marketplace Ministries based in California. The woman of God is driven to develop a committed followers of Christ that will stand in the midst of adversity, that will be unwavering in their call to share the love of Christ with others to her local community, amen, and abroad. And she, again, is here with us on Shabbat Saturday to encourage you, to move you, amen, into the realm of God's glory, into a realm of greater understanding and wisdom of what his intention is for your life, amen, and your call. Woman of God, welcome, 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 prophetess. Are you with us?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Thank you so very much for that introduction.
You're welcome.
Apostle Westbrook, I give God the
Thank
glory
you.
For you
Amen.
And this ministry.
Amen.
Amen. And we
Amen.
Give God the glory
well, thank
for the
you.
Opportunity, my God, to speak
well, thank
to his
you.
People. I feel the anointing of God. Hallelujah.
Glory,
glory, glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, listen,
Jesus.
Woman of God. Prophetess, thank you again for joining us this afternoon on Shabbat Saturday. Glory to God. I bless the Lord for your taking time to be here, my friend. Glory to God. And now please go forth and share with our Elation family and listening audience what the Spirit of God has placed on your heart for his people. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 Father God, we come humbly before you at this moment. We ask, oh God, that you would word these lips of clay. I ask, oh God, that if there's anything in me at this time that would hinder the anointing from flowing through my voice, through my mouth, through my soul, through my spirit, oh God, that you would cleanse it now. Forgive me of anything that I may have thought, said, or done that would offend your throne. First of all, Father God, I bless you, O God, that as I begin to speak and extrapolate what you have given me in my heart to speak, that you will anoint these words of clay, that you would anoint the word of God to go in and do the work that your people need at this hour, hallelujah, to know you in a greater dimension. We come to unlock the minds and the hearts of God's people to be more intimate with the Father. And we give you glory, Father God, as you bless and anoint this word today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm coming to you today, and I thank Apostle Apostle Westbrook for asking me to come on at this time to share. And so I thought about what God wanted me to share, and he was talking to me about the issues of the heart. And, you know, when we read the Word of God, most people that are Christians, especially those that are new Christians, tend to think of the beating heart. But we are not talking about the beating heart. We are talking about the mind. We are talking about the will. We are talking about the emotional part of ourselves. This is where God lives. This is where God resides. He resides in our soul. So we are basically talking about that soulish part of us. Because when you accept Jesus as Lord, you become a born-again person with the Spirit of God resonating down on the inside of you, that he is now living on the inside of you, in your mind, heart, in your physical body. God rests on the inside. And why does he rest? Because he created you in his image and in his likeness. We very much carry the DNA of God in our bodies, in our souls. So therefore, we are to become like him. We are to function the way Daddy God created us to function in the name of Jesus. And so there are some scriptures that we're going to turn to, and we're going to look at a couple of things because, you know, in the beginning, everything always has a beginning, a Genesis moment. And so in Genesis 6 and 5, when when God began to look at the creation, the things that they were doing, he began to look at what man had turned out to be. And I want you to understand something. We are truly living in the last days. The Bible said in the last days, men are going to turn away from God and begin to do all kinds of awful things that you see now in the earth. There will be wars and rumors of wars, and there will be homosexuality and all kinds of things happening in the earth realm. He says, but do not faint, because that means that the time is drawing near, but not just yet. And so in Genesis 6 and 5, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. This is what we are dealing with even now. Then in Psalms 4:4, it says, stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart and upon your bed and be still. Amen. And then God goes on to say in Psalms 24 and 4, he that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul in vanity. So God is concerned about our heart. He is concerned about our heart position, our heart posture. One thing I have found out in walking with the Lord now for a number of decades, amen, is that God desires a pure heart. And the reason he desires a pure heart is because he can flow, hallelujah, through that heart. We are all called, my God, whether you walk in the office of an evangelist or not, we all have that calling to win souls to the kingdom of God. Amen. And so in order to be effective in anything that we do in this life, once we have received Jesus as Lord of our lives, we are responsible for working on our soul man to be submitted and committed unto God. My God, this is a time and a season where the hearts of men will begin to faint. But God is speaking to the souls of those that belong to the God of heaven and earth, those that are kingdom children. He is calling you forth now to deal with the issues, my God, of your own heart. None of us are perfect. We are all a work in progress. And so the Bible says that we are responsible, each and every one of us that has named the name of Jesus as Lord in their life, we are responsible for our own soul man becoming purified, our own soul man being healed and delivered. And what do I mean by that? It's not that you won't receive assistance from the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher in these matters, but you have a responsibility as a born-again believer to seek God and seek him often through his word and in prayer. If you don't have a prayer life, then you've already missed it. If you're not in the word of God daily, then you've already missed it. Why do I say that? Because in the natural realm, we breathe the air that God provides for us. In the natural realm, we eat food to sustain our physical bodies. But I'm here to tell you that in order for the soul man, the spirit part of us, to receive what we need on a daily basis, you must remain in position in a heart posture of prayer and seeking the Lord through his word. You have to be so intentional that you would not allow anything to interfere with your time with the Father. This is necessary in order for us to grow in him. Hallelujah. And so many people fall short of this because they are so consumed with the things of the world and going to work here and there or going to school or doing their businesses or whatever it is that they are doing. But our Father God is concerned about your heart posture. He is concerned about your soul, man. He is concerned about where you sit right now. He says that you can, believe it or not, have heaven here on earth. It is not just a position of being in a place, but we are already seated, my God, in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. The moment you accepted Jesus as Lord of your life, you became seated with him in heavenly places. What are we talking about, the heavenly places? We are talking about the dimensions of heaven, the dimensions that are within our own soul, where when we begin to seek God, we begin to have experiences with him, where he begins to impart wisdom, where he begins to impart knowledge. One of the things I have found out in staying in the word and staying in prayer, there will be a word that will be released to me at the appointed time, just when I need it. Just when I need a word of encouragement, God will send the word. He will either drop it in your spirit or he will call someone to speak it into your life. God is so concerned about the heart of man. Understand this. The heart of man is the soul. The soul controls the mind, the will, and the emotions. I've heard a lot of people say that are dealing with various issues in their life, such as addictions or whatever it is, especially a bad addiction. I'm addicted to God, so that's a good addiction, amen? But there are other things that people may have tapped into and gotten entangled in their life as a born-again believer or even before they became born again, and they are not quite sure what to do. Well, I'm here to give you the answer. The answer is to surrender. The answer is to submit unto the hand of God, the word of God, the power of God, the spirit of the living God. There is no way you can get delivered unless you spend time in the presence of God through his word. The reason I can say this is because I have found that as I continue to spend time in his word, he doesn't peel off everything at once because we couldn't handle it, my God. What he does is he extrapolates the things in us that needs to come off of us at that very moment that he decides to take it away. And then it is up to us to maintain it, my God. And the only way you can maintain this deliverance and inner healing is to stay in his presence and to stay in the word of God. I particularly love worship music. Some people like different types of gospel music, but because I am a prophet, I am a worshiper. So I particularly lean towards the sounds of worship more than I do towards the sounds of laughter and, you know, jumping around and all that. That's good. Don't get it twisted. That is good. But I find myself in awe of God. And so because I find myself in awe of God, I love to be in that state of worship. And so in order to fulfill certain areas of our life, it is our responsibility to seek him while we may find him. The word of God even says this, seek him daily. Daily come unto the Lord for your daily bread, for your daily word, for the word for today. What is the word for you this day? The word for you this day might not be the word that I need for this day because I bless God of heaven and earth. Whatever it is that we need, he will provide it. I'm talking about the God of heaven and earth. One of the things I have found out as a born-again believer, some people are talking about the tithe and they're talking about the offering. Well, I'm here to tell you I am a tither and a seed sower. And last year I was going through some things and our family was struggling with finances because my husband was desperately sick and he was dying basically at the time and we were waiting on benefits to come in. And I had $90 and I walked into this store called Winco. With the $90, I was going to spend $80, and then I was going to put $10 in the gas tank. Because I am prophetic, I hear God and I obey immediately. I don't wait. When God says move, I move immediately now in my life. And so I was in one line with the groceries, and the Holy Spirit said, go over to line 14, my God. So immediately I left that line and went over to the next line, and this tall fella came up behind me unassumingly. And he said to me, ma'am, may I pay for your groceries? Blew my mind. I looked at the man, and I said, yes, sir. And he said to me, I was looking for someone to bless today. See, the blessings of the Lord will overtake you when you learn to walk in obedience to his word, when you learn to keep your heart and mind pure before God. Amen. And so we began to conversate. He pays for my groceries, and as he's paying for my groceries and I'm putting them in the bags and I'm getting ready to go out of the building, he begins to reach into his wallet, and not only did he pay for my groceries, but he gave me a $100 bill, crisp, brand new $100 bill, and I was in awe of God at that moment. I could have fell on my face in that store, my God. And the man of God said, the Lord said to give this to you. So what I'm saying to you is when you learn to be a part of the whole counsel of God's word through tithing and seed sowing, you don't know what God and who God will use to bless you. My family was struggling at that particular moment. Thank God we are not struggling now. But what I'm saying to you is the tithe will produce for you. The seeds will produce for you. This comes from having a pure heart. This comes from seeking God on a continuous basis, because the Holy Spirit will identify you in the earth, my God, and bring the blessings and the things that you need and desire into fruition. So I walked out of that store with not just $10 in my pocket for gas, but I was able to keep all my money, and I walked out of there with $190 in my pocketbook with, hallelujah, the groceries. Amen. And so when I'm talking about the matters of the heart, the issues of the heart, the matters of the heart do affect us naturally and spiritually. God is looking for those that are willing to give up whatever it is they need to give up to be in his presence, to hear his voice, to know him intimately. God desires relationship. And this relationship is going to cost you everything. This relationship is not a one time I got saved and now I'm saved and I'm going to heaven. I want the people of God to understand this, that if you choose Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, then he is Lord of everything in your life. You have to be careful with your eye gate, your ear gate, what comes out of your own mouth. We are a work in progress. That does not mean that we were perfect. Why? Because as human beings, and as we continue to seek God on a daily basis, we will find various emotions rising up based on circumstances that occur throughout our life. But it is up to us, the mature believer, and those that are becoming mature in Christ, to gain a hold of what does the word say for you at that very moment. My Bible tells me that no weapons formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, God shall condemn it. This is why I don't worry about the naysayers and those that want to talk crazy and those that don't believe in the God that we believe in, because I know for a fact that God is who he says he is. I know for a fact that if God can cause a total stranger to walk into a grocery store and pick me out to pay for my groceries when we needed it, heaven looked down and saw she's faithful in tithing. She's faithful in sowing seeds. You don't know what God will do for you if you choose to obey every word in the Bible. Amen. And though there are things, and when I talk about every word, there are some things that were in the Old Testament that did not translate over into the New Testament. I got to make sure people understand that, because now in the New Testament, we are under grace. Hallelujah. And the way that we operate as born-again believers is through the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Will lead us and guide us into all truth. It is imperative that we consume the word of God daily. It is imperative, just like you feed your physical body on a daily basis to give it the strength and the nutrition that it needs, that you remain in the word of God. The soul part of us is the part of us that is affected in this realm, in this dimension, in the earth. And I find that there are many people, I was one of them at one time, that had soul wounds. The soul wounds were so deep that they caused me to fall into certain sins back in the day. They caused me to have attitudes. They caused me to use substances that I should not have used at that particular time because I was feeling some type of way. But I bless the God of heaven and earth that he says, I'm even married to the backslider. I'm married to those that have accepted Jesus as Lord in their lives. I will come after you. He says, even though there might be 100 sheep, if that one sheep gets away, God is going to go after that sheep. He's going to go after that one person and bring them back and woo them back into the kingdom. The kingdom of God is here. We are kingdom people. We are children of the Most High God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We as the people of God have to understand that your heart is your mind, your will, and your emotions. So when you hear that word, hallelujah, understand this is the three parts. The three parts. the three parts of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We are responsible for yielding our own selves unto God. With that being said, as born-again believers, I'm quite sure you've seen a lot of people, even some in leadership, that were not behaving like they should have been. That is not our responsibility. That is God's responsibility to judge mankind. Although as people in the fivefold gifts, we are allowed by God to correct people in this thing. Amen. With grace and love. Amen. We never come at a person to attack them. We never come at a person to belittle them, but we come with the love of God in our hearts saying, beloved, God is saying that you need to tighten up over here in this area. You need to change some things in this area. This is the will of God for our lives. God is coming for a people, my God, that are operating in full force. We will talk about the 10 virgins. There were 10 virgins. There were 5 that were foolish, and there were 5 that were wise. I got to tell God's people the truth. Many people have said that just because you get saved, you're going to heaven. I'm here to tell you, my Bible tells me those that do the will of the Father shall see God. If you're not operating according to the will of God, you might miss out on heaven, especially if you continuously follow after the flesh, especially if you continuously follow after the things of the world. The world and everything in it belongs to God, but the things that are in the world don't necessarily belong to us as born-again believers. There are some things we cannot be involved with. There are some things that we cannot do. We cannot touch certain things because it is unholy. It is impure. So God is looking for a people, my God, with a pure heart and a pure mind, a pure soul. How does this take place? It is not just in the moment that you accept Jesus as Lord of your life. It is in the continuation of staying in the presence of God. It is our responsibility to seek God on a daily, consistent basis. I find a lot of times people want to get caught up in watching a lot of television and a lot of these shows. And I'm here to tell you that whatever you allow your eye gates to see, whatever you allow your ear gates to hear, affects your soul. Hallelujah. So it is imperative that we guard these gates. These are gateways. These are the areas where the enemy can slip in and cause you to sin. But if you're listening to negative talk, if you're listening to things with or seeing things with the eyeballs that is not holy, that is not pure, it can cause you to miss out wandering away with your flesh appetite. These appetites have to be subdued, and they are subdued by us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Anything you desire to do, my God, you can do it. If you decide you want to become a millionaire, then you have to do what millionaires do. They all had a start. Not all people were born with wealth that you see that are wealthy. They did some things in life. They made some decisions in life. They made some investments in themselves and amassed the wealth that they have today. Amen. I believe that the body of believers should be the wealthiest people in the world so that we can build the kingdom of God. That is why I do marketplace ministries. Some people are called to preach in a church. Some people are called to gather people in one place. Some people are called to minister to people throughout the world in various dimensions and realms and operations. God has called each of us for such a time as this to cause transformations in others to take place. And so as we look at the word of God, it says in Psalms 24:4, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul in vanity. What is vanity? Vanity is pride. Vanity is what the devil did when he looked around and said, I could be like the Most High God. And God flicked him out of the heavenly realm and threw him out into the abyss. My God, because pride had lifted up in him, and he assumed that he could be just like his creator. No, the creator is our God. We are made in his image and in his likeness. Amen. but we are not God. Just like when you have children, they are not the parents. They are the parents of their own children, but they are not parenting over you. Amen. And so because you are the one that created them, they came from your body. We came from the Father's body. We came from the Father's spirit. We are born again with his spirit resonating on the inside of every DNA code in our body. My God. My God, thank you, Holy Ghost. Even in the Old Testament, when Jacob, my God, was looking at the ladder, he didn't understand. He was looking at DNA codes. What do DNA codes look like? They look like a ladder with various chains and color codes all throughout that DNA. Have you ever noticed that? That is the DNA code of God as well. It's not just in man. It's in everything that exists. There are codes. My God. And so the codes of God are explicit. We already saw when Moses received the Ten Commandments, those were codes that the people were to abide by until God was ready to send forth his son Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, unto the earth to die for all mankind. As I was thinking about what Jesus came to do, it blessed my soul about a week ago when the revelation of the cost that Jesus made to come into the earth and to endure the pain that he had to endure and to endure the agony. I want you to think about the fact that Jesus said, I will go and bring mankind and reconcile them back unto you, Father God, so that they can live with us forever and ever. And Jesus took it upon himself to come legally into the earth. Everything has to start with legality. Amen. And he said, I will go into the earth realm. I will go into that dimension, and I will cause men to know you intimately, Father. I will lay down my own life that they could know you again. And so we give God the glory for the fact that Jesus loved us so much, the Father loved us so much, that even though mankind made a decision, see, we have decisions. We can make decisions. We are like little gods. That's why we create the things that we have, this cell phone that I'm talking to you from, this ear set that I'm listening to you and talking to you from. Mankind had the ability to create this. We are creators. We can create havoc, or we can create blessings. We can create destruction, or we can create stars. We can create things in the earth. And what I mean by stars is we can cause businesses to be formed. We can cause lives to be transformed. We can build stadiums. We can build cars. We can build houses. We can put together food and make it taste a certain way because of the things that we add to it or the things that we take away from it. It doesn't matter, but every person on the earth is a creator. They create things. We also create things by what we think on. The Bible says you can have what you say. So if you are speaking negative thoughts out of your mouth, out of your belly, then you are also cursing yourself without realizing it, because the Bible says you can have what you say. That is one of the reasons why that faith movement came about 40 years ago with so many of the popular prophets and preachers of those days that are still alive today, some of them, many of them, when they talked about the word of faith, the word of faith, the word, everything that is created was created with a word and a thought and a word first. Nothing that exists was created before it became a thought in the mind of God, and then he spoke it into existence. We are exactly like our Father. We have a thought. We put things down on paper, or we write it out, or whatever it is, and then we can bring it to fruition. We can cause it to come to life. I want people of God to understand, if you're having a hard time right now in your faith walk, you need to change what you allow out of your mouth. Your mouth is your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever is in your heart, which is your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Many people, if they're not under a good teaching ministry, do not understand that you are responsible for that soul man becoming transformed. I always tell people, how bad do you really want God? If you want something bad enough, you will go after it. It's just like when we pursue a love interest. If we are really interested in another human being, then we go after them. We do whatever it takes to get their attention. We need to learn how to get the attention of God, my God. In the midst of everything that we're going, we need the attention of God. We need the move of God in the earth today. I am decreeing and declaring that revivals, pockets of revivals, fires of revivals will take place throughout this earth realm, in the north, the south, the east, and the west, in the people's hearts, hallelujah, in their souls, in their minds, in their will, in their emotions throughout the earth. Every tongue and tribe will converge, hallelujah, upon the earth and begin to fall on their face seeking God like never before, because we are living in perilous times. I know here in California, now they're allowing kids to learn about witchcraft after school. The devil is a lie. We would have never heard of such things back 20, 30, 40 years ago, where we have so much stuff that is going on because man is doing like they did, my God, over in Genesis chapter 6, where they decided that they would do the abominable things, and then the angels fell and began to have relations with the human women, and the giants of old were born, and all kinds of wickedness in the imagination of man's heart. We are back at that time again, where every imagination in man's heart is being created in this earth even now. I want the people of God to understand that your heart issues matter. What you allow in your heart, which is your mind, your soul, and your emotions, affects you, and it affects your environment. What are you thinking on consistently? If you are a person that tends to be negative, then you need to be a person. You need to learn how to become a person of praise. Why do I say that? Because the word of God says over in Numbers 23 and 19, no weapon that is formed against you. That means the enemy will try to form something that will come against you. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn it. The Bible says that we are responsible, hallelujah, for our prayer life. We are responsible for seeking the Father. We are responsible for our prayer life. We are responsible, hallelujah, for living according to the way Daddy God designed us to live, hallelujah, in this earth. And yes, he does not want you poor. Many of us have creative ideas and things that have been birthed in us. We have tools and things that we like. You can turn that into monetary things without even realizing it. Yes, I know we go to work and we have jobs and we have businesses, but we are creators just like our fathers. If you sit long enough and hear God, he may give you a thing that will cause you to produce, hallelujah, the things that you need. Just like the widow woman that took care of Elijah. She didn't have much, but she made a place, Hakorodabosha, for the prophet of God. And because she made a place, my God, he told her what to do, and she began to do it and go to the neighbors. And while she was doing it, my God, she began to gain wealth. And every time that prophet came to the city, he had a place to stay at that woman's house. Hallelujah. She made a way for the prophet. Many people don't understand that seed time and harvest and sowing into the right soil will produce a harvest. Be careful where you sow your, hallelujah. Make sure that it is an anointed, pure vessel of God, because whatever anointing that is upon their life, when you sow into them, that same anointing will fall back and follow you and cause a blessing to come upon you. I know this for a fact because I'm a seed and a tither. Hallelujah. I sow seeds. It's not always about the amount, my God. It's about the obedience unto God. God is calling for a people with a pure heart and a pure mind. Those that are not afraid to walk by faith. Those that are not afraid to trust God. Those that are not afraid to live holy and sanctified. What do I mean by living holy and sanctified? It's not always about your dress. Although you need to be careful what you wear, you can't just come out outside any kind of way, looking any kind of way, women and men, hallelujah, boys and girls, you need to be presentable, hallelujah. God is looking for people that will have a pure heart, a pure soul, a pure mind. How do you attain that? You obtain it through the word and through prayer. I will continuously say that. I'm not telling you something that I don't do myself. I do this every single day. Why? Because today is a new day. Yesterday is gone and tomorrow is not here yet. The word says over Matthew 6:33, seek ye first, Hakololobosha, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things whatsoever you need shall be added unto you. Are you seeking God consistently? Are you laying before the Father in prayer? Hallelujah. Are you coming with a heart of hunger, wanting to know the truth of God? Are you coming in a place, my God, where you're saying, Father God, I don't understand these things, but if you reveal these things unto me, I will do it. Hallelujah. I want to know you in a greater dimension. I want to know you intimately. The only way you're going to know anybody, hallelujah, is to spend time with them. Hallelujah. And for us, it is spending time in prayer and talking to God. You don't have to come with no big elaborate words. Just be yourself. I remember when I first got saved, I didn't know that I was praying. I didn't know that I was doing all of that. I just know I was talking to God, and I was hungry for the word of God. And so I was reading the New Testament. I actually read the whole New Testament in 2 weeks. But before I could even get through the book of Matthew, I had no clue of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah back then. But because I was hungry for God, my God, he baptized me with the Holy Ghost and the evidence of speaking in tongues. I will never forget, hallelujah, my girlfriend that I worked with had been on a vacation for 2 weeks, and I was in my assignment at the job, and she came in the room, and she looked at me. I hadn't said a word to her, but she looked at me and said, ooh, you got saved. I didn't even understand because I was a babe in Christ what she was talking about. But I'm trying to tell you that when you spend time with God in the word and in the prayer life, and when you spend time in that word, it will consume you. And everybody will see the glory of the Lord upon your life. You don't even have to say a mumbling word that you got saved. They will see the glory of the Lord upon your life. Hallelujah. This is the kind of people that God is looking for. Those that are hungry, those that truly want him. If you've been struggling in your faith walk, if you've been having issues of life, hallelujah, I want you to hear me clearly. Seek God on a daily, consistent basis, and your life will transform. Hallelujah. God will give you witty inventions. He will bring things, hallelujah, that you had laid down years ago and didn't know that that might be something that can produce wealth for you. That might be something that you can utilize in this season and in this time. It is imperative that our hearts, our minds, our souls be in alignment with the Father. If you're not sure if you are in alignment, repent. Hallelujah. I repent throughout the day, even if I think something wrong. Because, see, I'm here to tell you I'm a real prophet. I can tell you right now that this flesh sometimes wants to act up, but it is up to me. It is up to you to subdue this flesh. Sometimes I have to tell Bridget to shut up because you're not going to think that way. I don't care what they did to you. I don't care what they said to you. You have to be a vessel that would be willing to stay pure enough, hallelujah, that you can hear the voice of God so that when trouble tries to come, hallelujah, you already know that God has your back, your front, and your sides. My God, we serve a mighty God. A lot of people will go through various changes because of the emotions that we experience in the earth. I'm here to tell you, my God, that in the midst of death, in the midst of pain, that our God will comfort you. I can truly say that I've just lost my husband 2 weeks ago in 2 days. Hallelujah. But you see me here on this live preaching to you now. Why? Because I know the assignment of God. I know what God said and that he's out in peace now because he's with the Father. Hallelujah. So that does not stop my responsibility as his servant from doing his work. Hallelujah. Yes, I must grieve. Yes, I must go through the process everything in life is a process. Are you willing to go through the process of living this sanctified life, this holy life, this life that will cause you to know God in a greater dimension? Do you understand that Jesus said we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus? Therefore, if we're seated in heavenly places, why are you trying to live in Lodabar? Why are you trying to live in the low places? God says, come on up, hallelujah, for I have made you to be seated with me. I have made you to be vessels of honor, vessels of purity. God is looking for a people that will have a heart of purity, that when they mess up, they're not afraid to admit that they messed up, that when they said something they shouldn't have said, they're not afraid to say, you know what, I messed up and I said this. Why? Because the grace and mercy of God follows us everywhere we go. That if you sin, you have an advocate with the Father. Jesus died for past, present, and future sins, not just the sin of yesteryear, but the sin of today, because he knew that mankind, hallelujah, we have issues. We deal with all kinds of things. And then these old devils and witches are always trying to cause havoc in our life. I'm here to tell you that if you don't have a real prayer life at this time, you definitely need to get one, because there are things that are coming upon this earth that are going to blow people's minds away. And the Bible says that in the last days, some of the elect might even fall away because of the atrocities and things that are coming up on the earth. I'm here to tell you, I've got to speak it out. I know for a fact that there are more viruses coming. There are more things that are coming up on this earth. I need the people of God to understand, prepare yourself. COVID is not over. This virus thing is not over. This is the storm before the storm. My God, I want the people of God to understand that you have to put yourself in position to be ready. Just like the children of Israel, when they were in the desert, they had to gather up things to make sure that they had what they needed for each day, each night. Hallelujah. God is saying, prepare yourself. Hallelujah. I'm telling you right now, you see the banking system failing. You see all of these things happening in the world. My God, God is saying to his people, prepare ye the way. Hallelujah. Stock up on groceries. Stock up on things. Hallelujah. Stock up on water. Make sure you have emergency kits. Make sure you have things in place and be able to know also, know your neighbors. Stop living in a place where you don't know the people in your own neighborhood. Neighbors will save each other. And those of you that can plant things in your yards, gardens or whatever, herbs and things of that nature, plant them now. My God, because there's some more stuff that's about to happen. And these people that are in our government agencies don't want the people of God or the people of the earth to know what is coming upon the earth. They have hidden so many things. Secret governments, my God. Governments within governments. Things that they've done. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, the word of God says. Not knowledge of mankind's things, but knowledge of the word, knowledge of wisdom, knowledge of discernment. I pray that the people of God would wake up. So many of us have been raised in our churches. When we become religious, we religiously do things. You religiously go to bed. You religiously get up. You religiously brush your teeth, I hope. You religiously comb your hair, I hope. You religiously wear washed clothes, clean clothes. You religiously take care of yourself. But God is not looking for those that have the outward appearance of looking saved. He's looking for those that have been transformed, my God, in their heart, in their mind, in their will, in their emotions. He's looking for a people, my God, that have surrendered completely unto his voice, unto the power of the Holy Spirit that resonates down on the inside, my God. We have had too many issues with doctrinal things. Only thing I know is this. There's only one God in heaven and earth, and his name is Jehovah. Hallelujah. His name, hallelujah, is Jehovah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he is the God of everything that exists. He is the one that flung the stars into the sky and the planetary bodies that we see around us. Hallelujah. At nighttime when the moon is full, you can see Jupiter, Mars, and a few other planets behind the moon. It is sad that people that practice witchcraft, people that are spiritists, people in those realms know more about the realm of the spirit than the people in the church. God is saying, come up just a little bit higher and come up out of your comfort zones. Because you attend church once a week or twice a week or three times a week, you are the church. You represent the church in the earth realm. You carry the word of God with you everywhere you go. You carry the temple of God everywhere you go. Why? Because you are that temple, my God, and God resides on the inside of your heart, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. I have to do a heart check all the time, sometimes throughout the day. Why? Because I get agitated sometimes with stupid things that people do. And I say, Father, forgive me. I don't want to feel that way against that person. I don't want to have that kind of negativity in my soul. I don't even want to think about it. Help me, oh God, to let it go so I can release them and pray for them, that they can get delivered and set free. This is our responsibility as born-again believers. It's not just for the preacher. It's for every born-again person on the earth. We all have a call. Not everybody is called to be a fivefold gift. But every last one of us that have been born again, saved by the power of God, and infilled with his Holy Spirit, we have a responsibility in this earth. Because many of us are going to come to him and say, Lord, Lord, did not do this in your name. But if you were not doing it from a pure place in your heart, God is going to say to you, I never knew you workers of iniquity. Be cast into the lake of fires. And let me get back to the 10 virgins. My God, thank you, Holy Ghost. There were 10 virgins. 5 were foolish and 5 were not. And when the master came, the 5 foolish had their lamp half full, and the 5 wise had their lamp full of the oil, full of the anointing of God. My God. And the 5 that were foolish, he said, be ye cast into the lake of fire. I want the people of God to understand that this is not a half-step gospel. Either you're going to come all the way in and submit completely unto God, or you just might miss the trumpet call. God is calling for a people now that would completely surrender every part of their soul, mind, will, and emotions unto him so that he can do the cutting away, so that he can do the impartations that need to take place. Do you know, I give God the glory. I can sit and watch certain programs on TV and get revelation and a word from what was spoken on that because of spending time in prayer, and it blows my mind how God will do that. I can hear one word sometimes, and God will revelate that word to me, and I bless him for that because it causes you to know him in a greater dimension. This is a walk with the Father 24 hours a day. God will even invade your dream life. My God, your dreams are not secret. Hallelujah. Heaven sees your dreams. So don't think you dream of something that heaven does not know about. But it is up to us to surrender unto him. God has given us the ability, he says, to create wealth. Everything we need is within us. But if you don't seek God, then he can extrapolate it out and reveal it to you. This comes from spending time with the Father. Everything we do should be about God. Everything we do should be to lift up the name of Jesus. Every which way we live should be able to give him the Shabbat, the glory, hallelujah. We worship him in the beauty of holiness and in truth. Truth will set you free. Glory to God. Not the truth that man would give, but the truth that God's word says. There are people in other countries, over in China and different various regions of the earth, that will get killed for preaching the way I'm preaching right now, or they would be thrown into the prison. So we give God the glory, hallelujah, that we have the ability to so far to be free in this country to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are coming to an end of this world, and so many things have been revealed that weren't revealed before. So many scriptures that were not necessarily extrapolated with understanding are coming to fruition now. God is preparing his people for the return. God is preparing his people and preparing his people for what's about to come on the earth. Be wise stewards. Be wise with what God has given you and prepare ye the way of the Lord. Seek him while you may find him. Seek him continuously throughout the day. It is your responsibility to turn the TV off, to turn the radio off, or to sit still in the presence of God. It is not his responsibility to tell you when you should do these things. It is up to you. You know your time schedule. You know everything about your day. All I want to say is this. Are you going to seek God on a consistent, daily, moment by moment? My God, God loves us so much. And when you really think about what Jesus did, the sacrifice that he made, he came into the earth pure. He came into the earth knowing he had to die for us, knowing that they would put those crowns around his head with nails in them, knowing that he would be beaten with those stripes with nails in them, ripping up his skin so that he can reconcile mankind back to himself. My God, that is enough for us to fall on our face and say, thank you, Jesus. We Shabbat you, Jesus. We give you the glory, Father God. We thank you for loving us so much that you came. And then when you came, Jesus entered into hell after he had died and took the keys of hell, death, and the grave. Grave, where is your sting? Hallelujah. This is why it is imperative that we keep ourselves pure and holy before God. Our heart posture is so vital in this hour. It is so vital. It was vital years ago, and it's vital now that we hear God. We are to operate in our spiritual part of us, not the soulless realm. Although the soulless realm is good, it's good for what it's needed to be, like going to work and taking care of your family and those types of things. But you are a spirit that lives in a body that has a soul. Amen? And so you are responsible for causing that soulless part of you to know God and to submit itself unto the Father. It is your responsibility. Those that may be dealing with addictions or whatever it is that is contrary to the word of God, it is your responsibility to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I know what I'm talking about. I've had to resist the devil in many times in my past. And because I made a choice to resist the devil, God called me now to be his preacher. So you got to make up your mind daily. Who are you going to serve? If God be God, then serve him. If your flesh is your God, then go on and serve that. But I guarantee you that the works of the flesh is death. The Bible says so. You cannot operate in the works of the flesh and pretend like you're going to be all right. You will be in turmoil, you will be in agony, and you will certainly be in oppression and depression. You will have moments when those demon spirits will come upon you and try to wreak havoc with your mind, and some people have lost their minds trying to have one foot in heaven and one foot in hell. You need to make a decision on a daily basis. I'm staying put, flat-footed, serving God with every ounce in me, every cell in my DNA codes. I'm going to serve the Most High God. I'm going to give him glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to Shabbat the Lord. I'm going to lift up my hands in praise and worship and surrender every part of me, the inner things, those that have been abused and mishandled. Let me talk to you for a few moments. The abuse happened. That thing that hurt you so deeply happened. But I'm here to tell you, as a woman that has been abused in the past, my God, that God can heal you on the inside. But you, too, have to surrender that and admit that it happened. Most times people can't get delivered because they deny that these things happen in their life. God wants you to be real and truthful. He can deliver you right where you are if you speak the truth, your truth. If you have things that you are entangled in that you know is not of God, I would suggest you ask God to help you and walk away from it. This flesh There is no good thing within this flesh. It always wants its way. It will always direct you to the opposite of what God desires and designed for you as a born-again believer. It is your responsibility to seek God while you may find him, to know God in a greater dimension than you've ever known him before. The Bible says, come unto him, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. I pray that I've said something today, my God, that has blessed you, that has caused you to realize that you are responsible for that soul man getting delivered and saved. It's not that you won't need assistance from a pastor, a preacher, evangelist, a prophet, or someone that is skilled in helping people walk through deliverance and getting delivered. But after God cleanses you, then comes the test. That's when the test will come. It's not at the moment when the deliverance takes place. It's at the moment when you're by yourself. And that old serpent, Satan, will come in with his cohorts whispering in your ears, you need to do it one more time. You could stop. Do it one more time. I'm here to tell you, stop. Don't even put your mind to do that thing, because it will keep you entangled and ensnared and trapped in that continuous loop of disobedience. Make up your mind today whom you shall serve. If God be God, then serve him. Amen. You're responsible for your soul being saved and sanctified. It's called pressing in. It's called spending time with God. It's called spending time in prayer and in worship. And today we have no excuse. We have worship on YouTube. We have worship on the radio. While we have these things, utilize them to strengthen your soul, man. Utilize these things, these tools. I remember when I was fighting in my physical body, they have 12 hours of worship of healing scriptures that play on YouTube. I would play them throughout my home constantly until it became a part of my DNA. And I'm moving around now as a much older person, better than I was in my 30s and 40s. My God, I give God the glory for his healing virtue, because it is absolutely real. I am not supposed to be able to walk. I was hit by a bus 42 years ago, almost 43 years ago, when I was pregnant with my oldest son. I have 8 disc herniations, they say, in my spine. But I'm here to tell you I can walk, run, jump, ride a bike, do whatever I want to do. I give God the glory for the healing virtue of the power of God. Amen. I was dragged 100 feet over while I was 5 and a half months pregnant. But God, trying to get to the church, my God, I give God the glory for his healing virtue that flows through this earth and in these earthen vessels. I thank God for the opportunity to speak to you all here on Shabbat Radio. I pray that I said something that will cause a shift and a change in your life, that perhaps where you weren't where you needed to be, now you will realize your responsibility and seeking God daily. What's in your hand? What do you have right now that you can give back to God? You have yourself. Give yourself wholeheartedly to God and watch him direct your footsteps into the greater. I thank you, Apostle, for allowing me to come in on this particular message here today, and I give God the glory for you, woman of God. Amen.
Amen. Powerful word. Thank you so much. Yes, give yourself completely and wholly to him. And surrender and allow him to impart what is needed right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, woman of God, for that word. We're going to ask you just to mute your phone now, amen, just for a second in the name of Jesus as we go through the closing, amen, and we'll ask you to come back in just a moment. But people of God, certainly indeed, this has been a word from heaven. I believe it is a right now word, as they would call it, a Kairos word for you to surrender and allow him to impart what is needed right now. Submit to the power of God and watch heaven open up for you. You know, as the woman of God was speaking, I just heard the Holy Spirit just lead me in going to Matthew 6:25. And, you know, if you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in the way you should go, it is promised that he will say to you, amen, that his sufficiency is enough. You don't need to take any thought of what you eat or what you drink or what you're going to be clothed with, amen. But he tells you specifically to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Water bottle.
And I think that someone is not muted. I just heard you say something about a water bottle. Could you mute your phone, please? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. And the woman of God said, do it consistently, staying in his presence, staying in worship, and finding yourself in awe of God in worship, and take on the whole counsel of God, and then receive the blessing of God in Jesus' name. So don't take any thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. That's why I think the Father tells us to learn how to go into the rest of God, the presence of God. And it's in him that we live and move and have our being. We're not operating out of our own strength, but as we are led by him in Jesus' name. Woman of God, we bless the Lord for you and honor him for your obedience today. And thank you for this riveting word, such a kairos word in this hour. Take on the whole counsel of God and receive the blessings of God, because he is looking for those who would give him everything as they seek him daily and are gaining maturity through relationship. Powerful message indeed. And I would admonish those who have joined us to check out the replay that will be available on YouTube. And for those interested, prophetess, what sort of things is the ministry currently doing?
Presently, right now, we're rebuilding, rebranding some things. I hadn't been as active as I was in the past because of my husband's illness, but we're going to be working more with those that have been abused and battered, whether it be through relationships or things that happen to them. I'm drawn to those that are orphaned, and so there's some work that I want to do in providing help for those that are orphans, those that have been mishandled and misused by people that were taking care of them as orphans, those that have been emancipated. That's a desire from my heart. I also have a heart's desire to help abused and battered women and children. There's just so much that God has placed in my heart, Apostle. I can't even, man, it would take me forever to talk about the things that God is putting in my
Hallelujah.
Heart. But I have a heart for God's people. That's the bottom line. And I want to
see
people get set
free. Well,
how would
they go about connecting? How can they connect with your ministry and with you? What is the contact information, woman of God, if they would want to connect with you?
For right now, the contact number, the contact number that I have is my cell phone. That's the primary phone, the 925-848-8952 number. Or you can catch me on my Facebook page under Bridget Wilson Gaines and message me, inbox me, and I will get in touch with you. I'm rebranding, redoing some things at this point, and that, you know, to get things back up and going like they should be at this time. So I give God,
Amen.
I'm getting ready to run, y'all. I'm getting ready to run fast and hard.
Hallelujah.
The last assignment
glory
took a lot out of me, but I give God the glory for being obedient to God.
Mm. Well, we certainly do bless the Lord for you. And woman of God, I can just discern your passion for the people of God, particularly women that have been traumatized by life or life, you know, by situations in Jesus'
mm-hmm.
name. And it just blesses my heart that you are the one that he has placed this burden upon, and that you are the one that will be used mightily for the kingdom on his behalf in Jesus' name. I just want you also, Prophetess Wilson Gaines, would you share with the people of God that are listening and those that will be listening on the replay how we may sow into this word and your ministry today? What is your Cash App or financial information that they can note and then sow in Jesus' name?
The Cash App is $4299. And I also have PayPal for those that can sew by PayPal. The PayPal is at B Gaines. That's B like a small B, lowercase G, A-I-N-E-S 525 under Bridget Wilson Gaines.
Amen. And would you go ahead and spell the Cash App name? I'm not sure that they caught it. Could you spell that out for them, please?
Yes, ma'am. It is $, and then the first word is skate, S-K-A-T-E-T-H-R-I-S 4299. $, S-K-A-T-E, Chris, C-H-R-I-S 4299.
Perfect. Thank you so much again for that.
You're so
certainly
welcome,
this wonderful. Is a word, amen, that is so much important to what is happening around us and how we can strategically be in position if only we allow the Spirit of the Lord, amen, to have free course and free reign in our life in the name of Jesus and walk
amen.
Out the word, walk out the assignment, walk it out in obedience and honoring him in everything that he has put your hands to in Jesus' name. Truly, we bless the Lord for you again, woman of God, for what you release in our hearing. I'm so glad it's on replay because you dropped a couple of nuggets in the name of Jesus, and I know that it's going to bless and is blessing the people of God. So the Lord bless you, Prophetess Wilson Gaines, for being with us on today. Thank you for sharing this word, and thank you for sharing your information, how people can sow into this word and your ministry today. The Lord bless you.
Bless you also, Apostle. I appreciate you as always. God bless you. Thank you for this
Amen.
Opportunity. Amen.
It is my God. Pleasure and my honor in Jesus' name. Well, people of God,
Amen.
Do not doubt what God has released today. Amen. Hallelujah. And Father God, I thank you that you will demonstrate and manifest your mighty word released in this hour for your people, my God, today. Your heart issues matter, people of God, in the name of Jesus. And your obedience to God brings the blessing. You must be in the posture of obedience to his word, living in accordance with his word. This declaration, amen, this release that the prophetess has given you today, I pray that it will indeed take root in your spirit and that you receive it and just meditate on it, amen. If you have an opportunity to go back and listen to the replay, I would admonish you to do so in Jesus' name. God is concerned about where you are sitting right now. Where is your heart posture? In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Well, people of God, again, thank you again for being with us on today. Listen, the Spirit of the Lord, I believe, has released a word, and I thank the Lord again for allowing Prophetess Wilson Gaines to be with us today. Again, it has blessed my soul, and I pray that it has blessed yours as well in Jesus' name. And as we always say, Shabbat the Lord and expect a great move of God in your lives during this season as we declare his mighty acts, amen, because he is almighty God and all-knowing. And believe him and take him at his word that where you are now, amen, it is his intention, I should say, to take you to be where he has intended and fulfill your purpose and your destiny in the name of Jesus. Abba, Father, now fill this broadcast as you have been with us through the word that has been released with your glory, and let that glory, Lord God, go with us, that those who are under the sound of our voices now, let the life and nature of God within them, Lord God, be touched and changed because of the word. Change is taking place now in Jesus' name. I want to say thank you for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim, and Elation Radio, iHeart, Spricker, and you too for this platform. Thank you again, Prophetess Wilson Gaines. And thank you, God's people that are here listening now and that will be listening later. We pray the Lord will continue to bless you and that he will continue to enlarge your borders and territories in the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining us this Shabbat Saturday. My God, today. All of you, please come back next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elation Radio. And again, thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim, our producer, for your example and your lion's heart. Amen. Such a huge heart. In the name of Jesus, I pray the Lord God bless you and continue to use you greatly. Now, please close us out. Shalom, shalom. I love you, everyone. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God.
I'd never make it through. I had given up, figured what's the use. See, my nights were long and cold. Oh yes, I was. And I felt so all alone. Yes, I did. I threw the towel in. I thought it was the end. But you stepped in, yes. You saved me. Oh, yeah. You saved me, yeah. You brought me out. Broke out, yes, but I couldn't find my way. You saved me, yeah.
Saved me.
I fell so deep in sin. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Oh, misery became my closest friend. Yes, it did. I tried to break away.
Yes, you did.